Money, money, money. It's a hot topic. The Reserve Bank, as we know, lifted its official interest rate to 4.1% yesterday, a level we haven't seen since early in 2012. Our Treasurer Jim Chalmers said it's not because of his budget.
This rate rise today is not because of the budget, and it's not because people on the minimum wage are being paid too much.
However, Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor said that yesterday's rate rise was Labor's rate rise.
This is Labor's rate rise.
Well, interested to hear what my next guest has to say about it. I think yesterday he said it was the nail in the coffin. I'm talking about Mark Burras, a finance guru and executive chairman of Yellow Brick Road Home Loans, who's on the line now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Not happy. You think this could be the nail in the coffin for many people, yesterday's rate rise, Mark?
Well, that's 100% correct. And I think that, and what we, the narrative has not been talking about, what we haven't been considering is how long these really high interest rates, as you said at the beginning of this, is since 2012, the highest interest rates, what these really, how long these really high interest rates are going to last for? Is it 6 months, 9 months, 12 months? Can someone tell us? Because the poor people who are out there trying to manage their finances and trying to work out how long they can hold on for don't know how long they're going to hold on for. I mean, it's so crazy. We get told this is the new rate, but how long are we going to have to put up with this for?
Well, most countries seem to take the view that the Reserve Bank do, that the best way to handle inflation is with interest rate rises or falls. Do you agree with that?
Well, there's certainly one way, but that's the only way you can do it in what they call monetary policy. But there is a thing called fiscal policy, which is what the government controls. So, you know, I do remember back in the mid-80s when Frank Crean was the Treasurer of Australia, Simon Crean's father. Frank Crean introduced, during that period of rate rises, a rebate for those people who were sort of falling into the debt trap. So all those people who were on that cliff, he started introducing a tax rebate for part of the repayments you made annually, so just to help you get through. And I think those sorts of fiscal policies could be started to get... We're going to have to start looking at those for Australians who are really finding themselves in trouble.
Well, the RBA flag, we're not out of the woods yet, and we might see more rate rises. I mean, you said how long is this going to go on for, but, you know, it's basically crystal ball stuff, isn't it?
I would say this. I would say we do not need any more rate rises. Because if you look at the inflation for the month of April in 2023 and compare it to the inflation number for the month of April in 2022, I'm just talking month to month, it's exactly half this year that it was 1 year ago. And bear in mind, in that last 12 months, we've had 11 rate rises and we also had 4 rate rises, which were 50 basis points. So that tells me something straight up. It tells me that it's having the effect, the desired effect they want to have. We just haven't seen it play out yet. So hang on, hold your horses, don't put rates up, just let's see where it all lands, and don't be in such a hurry.
Okay, look, we heard Jim Chalmers say it's not his budget that has caused this. Angus Taylor, the Shadow Treasurer, said this is Labor's rate rise. Do you agree with Angus Taylor? Do you think that the government can take some responsibility for yesterday's rate increase?
I don't think, based on the new award rates, which is the 5.8% increase for 25% of the working population, which is, by the way, that part of the population was probably being the most affected right now, the most affected by the rate rises. Those people aren't going to go and take that extra money that they're now getting every week and start spending like drunken sailors. They are not going to add to inflation. So I agree with Jim Chalmers on this one.
All right. Okay. I'll play devil's advocate here. Being somebody that's in the home loan business yourself, Mark, obviously you're not going to be happy with any rate increases, are you?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Because it means we can lend less money to the people that try to borrow money from us. That's all rate rises do, reduce the amount of money we can lend.
All right. Look, earlier this morning you said we're heading for a recession. You firmly believe that we are heading for a recession, Mark?
If they hold on to these rate rises for a period of longer than 6 months, I think so, because there are a lot of people who are just going to put their hands in their pocket, stop spending, which is what they want to do, what they want us to do. And as soon as we stop spending, we start to get negative GDP and we have what I call a technical recession, which, by the way, I think probably is where the Reserve Bank expects us to land.
Okay. Well, what's the difference? Okay. What's a technical recession, Mark?
The technical recession means two quarters in any 1 year which follow each other where the growth in the nation, the productivity and growth in the nation is negative. Generally speaking, we don't see that very, very often. It's a technical recession. But generally speaking, what it means is that, unemployment will rise, businesses will start to stop spending on investments, start, they'll stop expanding their businesses. Property markets will start to feel the pinch, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. And are you seeing more borrowers now, because particularly young families that have large mortgages now taking on second and maybe even third jobs? Are you seeing more of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people are pretty smart. They know that they're not going to let their property go. They're not going to sort of go into default if they can avoid it. Australians are great at that, making sure they don't go into default. Yeah, and Australians are now taking extra jobs, working extra hours, taking in, you know, tenants, and they're all looking very, very hard at how much money they spend per month.
Good on you. Look, thank you very much for your time this morning, Mark. Much appreciated. And look, any thoughts on this New South Wales rent bidding reforms that they've decided to drop now? You think that was a good move?
I think we don't need any more regulation in New South Wales, to be honest with you. We've got enough regulation. every term we have, there's something, someone telling us what we can and can't do. So for me, I'd like to see it stop. I'd like to see the legislation stop.
Good on you. Thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated, Mark.
You're welcome.
Mark Burris, he's the Executive Chairman of Yellow Brick Road Home Loans.